A year ago, President Bush laid out a plan for a guest worker program to legalize millions of undocumented immigrants. He then all but dropped the issue until just after the November election. Up to 500,000 more illegal immigrants arrived in the U.S. in 2004. Analysts say the total number has risen to some 10 million. Joining us to talk about the prospects for immigration reform in 2005 is NPR's Carrie Conn. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Carrie, let's listen a bit to what President Bush had to say a year ago when he said the current immigration system is broken.
We see millions of hardworking men and women condemned to fear and insecurity in a massive, undocumented economy. Illegal entry across our borders makes more difficult the urgent task of securing the homeland. The system is not working.
Remind us what the president proposed and whatever came of that.
Well, the president said his fix would be to match all willing workers with all willing employers. And he said it makes no sense for border agents to be spending a lot of their time running around chasing economic migrants, as he called them. And for national security reasons, those agents should be spending more time catching terrorists. He said there would be a 3-year work permit granted and that there might be renewable on a one-time basis. But he didn't give a lot of details, and what became of the proposal was nothing. He didn't push for it in Congress. There was no legislation drafted, nothing.
Now, since the election, just a few weeks ago, President Bush has said again he supports immigration reform. Is there any reason to believe that it's more likely to happen now?
Well, the president was asked about immigration reform at the recent press conference, and he reiterated much of what we just heard and what he said a year ago. But again, Jennifer, the devil is in the details, and Mr. Bush is going to have a hard sell of a guest worker program, and that's with either parties. With Republicans, they don't like it because they fear that it will include amnesty for some of the estimated 10 million illegal immigrants here in the country. For Democrats, they don't like the plan because they say it doesn't have any guaranteed legalization pathway. They don't use the word amnesty. They talk about a legalization pathway, a way for these guest workers to get citizenship or legal status.
Now, illegal immigration was on the minds of voters in Arizona. Their residents passed a law called Proposition 200, which aims to crack down on voter and welfare fraud by illegal immigrants. Remind us what drove that.
In the absence of any meaningful federal immigration reform, states all over the country have been trying to pass sort of patchwork of laws here and there, and Arizona was the loudest this year. You have to remember that half of all illegal immigrants coming into the country now come through Arizona. So Proposition 200 was put on the ballot by angry citizens, and then it was backed by national anti-illegal immigration groups, and it passed. And what it did was it tightened up voter registration requirements and also requirements for receiving welfare benefits in the state. And it also had this provision where state workers would be fined and even jailed if they gave benefits to illegal immigrants. And the fight now is, what exactly does that mean by benefits? Does that include health care, even emergency service? And all that's being hashed out in the courts now.
Now, some members of Congress want a federal law addressing that issue. They want a federal ban on driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. And this issue actually nearly derailed passage of the intelligence reform bill. The chair of the House Judiciary Committee, Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner, held up passage of that bill until a driver's license ban was placed in it. And he also was pushing for reforms to the country's asylum laws. He lost the battle, but has vowed to pick up the fight again. Let's hear what he had to say.
I will not rest until these provisions are enacted into law. I will bring them up relentlessly until this job is completed. The bill was a chance to complete the job, and that chance was missed, but it will come again soon.
Carrie, how soon?
It'll probably be real soon. Sensenbrenner was promised, if he let the slide now, that in the first must-pass bill of the next Congress, the federal ban would be included. And it looks like the first-up bill most probably will be appropriations for Iraq. And who's going to vote against that?
NPR's Carrie Conn in Los Angeles. Thank you.
You're welcome.